After weeks of crafting their health care bill in secret, Senate Republicans are planning to unveil it tomorrow. And Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is already aiming to vote on it next week before the July 4th recess. Sarah Cliff covers health policy for Vox. She joins us now. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
And do we know anything about what is in this secret bill yet?
We know some things, but like you said, Jeremy, it has been worked on largely in secret. You haven't seen any early drafts of the bill released yet, so a lot of it is still unknown. What we do expect is that it'll look pretty similar to the bill that the House worked on and passed last month, that it will likely cut the Medicaid program, end the expansion that the Affordable Care Act has, and really change how the tax credits work in the individual market. So we know some outlines, but a lot of the details still remain unknown to us.
Well, as we know, the House bill is said by the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, to leave 23 million people or so, 23, 24 million people without health insurance who have it now. Does that mean that the Senate bill would do the same thing?
So we don't know, but we'll probably know soon. One of the things that'll be a little bit different about this process is we're expecting to get a Congressional Budget Office score quite quickly. Some senators were even saying today the bill will come out Thursday. The CBO score might come out as soon as Friday or early next week. We don't know what the coverage loss is going to be like. The expectation is that you will see fewer people with insurance under the Senate bill, but it might not be quite as much as the numbers lost under the House bill.
Republicans have been criticized for the secrecy of the process here, and many of them have turned back around and said, well, this is what the Democrats did back in 2009 with the Affordable Care Act. Are they the same?
They're not. You know, I covered the 2009-2010 healthcare debate here in D.C., and I feel comfortable saying that the Republican bill has been much more secretive, particularly what we're staring down right now. This 1 week between having the bill made public and a vote is just so much faster than anything we saw with the Affordable Care Act, which was, you know, debated for over a year. There are more than 40 different hearings and committee sessions around it. It has been much faster and much more secretive than the process was around the Affordable Care Act.
Well, and this secrecy of the process is angering even some Republicans. Let's listen here to Arizona Senator John McCain.
We used to complain like hell when the Democrats ran the Affordable Care Act. Now they're doing the same thing.
We're doing the same thing. Will they be able to get the votes from Republicans to pass this bill?
That's a great question, and we don't know the answer to it. I don't even know if Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell knows the answer to it at this point. I think when the bill comes out tomorrow, we'll start seeing very quickly senators talking about the bill, where they stand on it, what they like, what they don't. It is still quite unknown whether this bill can get to the 50 votes it needs to move through the Senate by the end of next week. And, you know, I remember back in March when House Speaker Paul Ryan announced a vote on his health care bill, and then hours before had to cancel it because he didn't have enough support. And it's still not known to us whether we could see a similar situation play out in the Senate next week.
Well, one senator we've heard from Republican is Senator Ron Johnson, who has been saying some things that indicate that he's not likely to support this bill, or at least he's not there yet. Who are the senators to watch?
Yes, I would certainly watch Senator Johnson. I would also keep an eye on Senator Susan Collins from Maine, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, two of the more moderate senators who have voiced a lot of concerns about the cuts to the Medicaid program. And you also want to look at the conservatives, people like Senator Mike Lee from Utah or Rand Paul from Kentucky, who have raised some concerns that this bill keeps too much of Obamacare intact. You kind of have these factions on both ends of the party that'll be quite important to the debate.
Meanwhile, today is the deadline for insurers to file the plans they're going to offer on the federal marketplace for 2018. What are we seeing so far?
So we are seeing some insurance companies announcing that they are leaving the marketplaces. Anthem, for example, they had made this clear, and their filings today confirm that they're going to exit a number of marketplaces. But we are also seeing some insurance companies expand who, you know, are smaller insurance companies typically who see this as a business opportunity. There's a small startup called Oscar, for example, that is expanding into more states in 2018. So we're still waiting for those filings to come in throughout the day. But, you know, by the end of the day, we'll probably see more companies leaving than joining, but definitely a few who want to expand into the marketplaces.
Does what's going on with the marketplaces have any effect on what might happen in the Senate with the healthcare bill, do you think?
I think it definitely does. One of the things you've seen Republicans doing, including the White House, is using insurance company exits to make the case for their bill to say, look, Obamacare is in trouble. Right. We need to pass something. So I think the two really play off one another very closely.
That's Sarah Cliff, who covers health policy for Vox. Sarah, we'll be watching. I'm sure we'll be talking to you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.